Sarakuma Paragirav, Mishnah Tes, Karshine, Truma, Machilana, Song, the Behemo, the Chai, or the Tarnigolum. Karshine and Truma can be fed to animals and to wild beasts and to roosters. Karshine is a type of produce that is barely edible, usually used for animal feed. But sometimes people do eat it, so therefore it would have a din of Truma. If it was not edible at all, it would not have a din of Truma, you wouldn't take out Truma from them. And if it was normally eaten by humans, then you would not be allowed to feed the Truma to Behema, Chayav, and Tarnagolim, and Truma cannot be fed to animals. But since Karshinim are barely edible and usually not eaten by people, even though you are Chayav to take out Truma, since it's sometimes eaten by people, but you would be allowed to feed them to animals. Yisrael Shasachar Parah Mekoin, Bachila Karshine Truma. Yisrael that rented a cow from a Kohen, he can feed a Karshinim of Truma. That Yisrael grew produce of Karshinim, and he took out Truma from the Karshinim, he would be allowed to feed the Karshinim to the animal of the Kohen that he rented from the Kohen. And even though normally you have to give the Truma to the Kohen, you can't feed it to an animal. And since he's the one that's obligated to feed the animal, by feeding it Truma, he's stealing from the Kohen, as the Truma belongs to the Kohen. But in this case, he would be allowed to feed the Karshinim to the animal. The reason being, because if he wanted, he can give the Karshinim of Truma to the owner of the cow. And the owner of the cow prefers that he actually give the Karshinim to the part that he rented from that Kohen. Because if he feeds it the Karshinim of Truma, it doesn't cost him anything, because anyway it belongs to the Kohen. He'll feed the animal a much larger amount of food, and that's what the owner of the cow wants. So therefore, since the owner of the cow, who is a Kohen, would prefer that instead of giving the Karshinim to the Kohen, he feeds it to the animal, he'd be allowed to feed the animal that he rented from the Kohen, the Karshinim of Truma. The Kohen Shasachar Parah Meyisrael, Avo Pisha Mezonoseha Allah, Lo Yachilena Karshine Truma. A Kohen that rented a cow from Yisrael, even though the Kohen is obligated to feed the cow, since he rented it from the Yisrael, the Kohen would not be allowed to feed it Karshinim of Truma. The Kohen was given Karshinim of Truma. He cannot feed it to the cow. And since the cow belongs to Yisrael, it cannot be fed Truma, as only a cow that belongs to a Kohen can be fed Truma, not a cow that belongs to Yisrael. And even though the Kohen hired the cow from Yisrael, the Kohen is obligated to feed it, but it doesn't belong to the Kohen, so therefore he cannot feed it Karshinim of Truma. Yisrael Shasham Parah Mekoin Lo Yachilana Karshine Truma. Yisrael that had a business deal with a Kohen. The Kohen took a cow that belonged to him and gave it to the Yisrael. They evaluated the price of the cow. And the Yisrael agreed to accept the cow at that price. And the Yisrael would fatten up the cow and eventually sell it. And the profit would be split 50-50 between the Yisrael and the Kohen. The Yisrael would not be allowed to feed the animal Karshinim of Truma. As even though the animal once belonged to the Kohen, but once the Yisrael accepted the animal according to the price that they evaluated, the animal is now considered the property of the Yisrael, and therefore the Yisrael cannot feed it Truma, as a cow that belongs to Yisrael cannot be fed Truma. The Kohen Shasham Parah Meyisrael Machila Karshine Truma. But in the opposite case, where the cow originally belonged to Yisrael, and the Kohen received the cow from the Yisrael, and they evaluated the price of the cow, and the Kohen accepted the cow for that price, and the Kohen is going to fatten up the cow and split the profit 50-50. In that case, the cow is considered the property of the Kohen, and therefore the Kohen would be allowed to feed the cow Karshinim of Truma. Sachar Shomei Paragidav, Mishnah Yod, Madlikin Shemen Sreifa, Vibati Knesia, Vibati Medrasha, Vibavos Ha'afela. You can light a nir using Shemen Sreifa, burnt oil. Meaning to say, this oil, it's shemen of Truma that had become Tamei. Since it's Tamei, the only use you are allowed to use it for is to light a nair with it. So therefore it's called shemen sreifa, burns oil, because that's what you're going to do with it. You're going to burn it. And you can light nairos using this shemen Truma that had become Tamei in a shul or in a beis medrash or in dark alleyways, even though there are no kohanim present in the shul or in the beis medrash or in the dark alleyways. And even though Truma can be used only by Kohanim, but over here, since you're not eating the Truma, you're only benefiting from it. And it's for the Tzarchei Harav, it's for the needs of the public. The Rabbanim would allow you to light the Nair using the Shemen Sreifa, the oil of Truma that had become Tamid. You can also light a Nair using Shemen Sreifa for a chola for a sick person, but only if there is a Kohen present. And since the Kohen is also benefiting from the Nair, then you can light it next to a chola who is not a Kohen. As in this case, since the chola is an individual, it's not a Rabim, so only if the Kohen is present would you be allowed to light the Nair using Shemin Truma that had become Tumas. Bas Yisroel initiates the Kohen, Behili Muda Eitzel Aviha. Aviha Madlik Birashusa. A Bas Yisroel who is married to a Kohen, and since she is married to a Kohen, she is allowed to eat Truma. And she's frequently present by her family's house. Her father can light in there using Shemin Truma that had become Tumas. If his daughter that's married to a Kohen is present in the house at the time, and since his daughter is now married to a Kohen and is allowed to eat and benefit from Truma, he can light a Nair using the Shemin Sreifa since her daughter is present. You can light a Nair using Shemin Sreifa in a place where there is a Simcha if a Kohen is present, but not in a place where they are inavailable, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And in a place where they're having a Simcha, they're probably wearing fancy clothing, so therefore they will not move the Nair from place to place, as they'll be afraid that the Shemin might spill on their clothing. So we don't have to be concerned that they'll move the Nair away from where the Kohen is present. As opposed to in a Beis Avon where they're in mourning and they're not wearing fancy clothing, we have to be concerned that they'll move the Nair from the place where the Kohen is present to a place where there are no Kohenim, so therefore they would not be allowed to light a Nair in the Beis Avon using Shemin Sreifa, even if a Kohen is present. Rabbi Yehoshua, I remember Beis Avon, I will love a Beis HaMishnah. Rabbi Yehoshua holds the exact opposite. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, they can light a Nair using Shemin Sreifa in the Beis Avon, but not in the Beis HaMishnah. The reason being, Rabbi Yehoshua holds in the Beis Avon, since they're in mourning, they most likely will not bother moving the Nair from place to place. As opposed to in a Beis HaMishnah, if they're having a Simcha, they might move the Nair from place to place and move the Nair away from where the Kohen is present, so therefore they cannot light a Nair using Shemin Sreifa, even if a Kohen is present in the Beis HaMishnah, according to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Meir forbids lighting a Nair using Shemin Sreifa, both in a Beis HaAvo and in a Beis HaMishnah. As when it comes to Beis HaAvo, he agrees with the Sfar of Rabbi Yehuda, that since they're not wearing nice clothing, they might move the Nair from place to place. And when it comes to Beis HaMishnah, he agrees with the Sfar of Rabbi Yosef, that since they're B'Simcha, they might move the Nair from place to place, even if they're wearing fancy clothing. So therefore, he forbids lighting a Nair using Shemin Sreifa in both places. Rabbi Shimon Matir Kan V'Kan, Rabbi Shimon allows lighting a Nair using Shemin Sreifa in both the Beis HaAvo and the Beis HaMishnah, as when it comes to Beis HaMishnah, he agrees with the Sfar of Rabbi Yehuda, that since they're wearing fancy clothing, they will not move the Nair from place to place. And when it comes to Beis HaAvo, he agrees with the Sfar of Rabbi Yose, that since they're in mourning, even though they're not wearing nice clothing, they will not move the Nair from place to place.